Good morning, welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for all the chambers upcoming, go to DurangoBusiness.org. And if you have an emergency veterinarian situation, go to Riverview Animal Hospital. Shannon, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming in. So first off, you guys are located next door to Sirius, Texas South.
We are.
Quality House Interiors, give the landmark there.
Yes, that's
and
right.
You've expanded your services. Tell me about
it. We have. We've just done a big remodel in our downstairs area to include a reception area, exam room, and full service urgent care clinic.
So what constitutes urgent care for our pets?
Yes, great question. So that is where our target is to aim anything that is same day unexpected.
Okay.
Urinary tract infections, a ear infection, cut on the paw, you name it.
Right. So the animal, your dog or cat, I don't know, hamster, parrot, whatever, is experiencing something that's not normal. They've eaten something.
That's right.
And you're like, oh no, I got to get my fur baby to the vet ASAP.
Yes. We see dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats. Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have been bringing every animal in from the zoo, right? So just dogs and cats. And what are your hours of operation?
The urgent care clinic specifically is open from 10 to 3.
10 to 3.
Monday through Friday.
We
do have an emergency urgent care clinic Saturdays and Sundays, which has already been going on for the last decade,
right,
from 8 in the morning to 6 at night.
Okay. Now, if there's, you know, a situation and it's after hours or something, what do you recommend? I mean, let's say it's 9 o'clock at night. Can people call? I mean, I know there's going to be an emergency fee then and those types of things, but what do you recommend?
There is always a veterinarian available every day of the week in Durango. We clinics do share call with other clinics.
Okay.
And then on the weekend, we all rotate through.
Okay, so a good example, on one night, we had a retired guide dog, big yellow lab. He went outside and decided that a buck in our yard shouldn't be there. Barked, and of course, it was during the rut and, you know, October, November time, and that buck turned and took his antlers and just, he almost killed him. I mean, luckily the rib cage did what it was supposed to, deflected. And we called around, and luckily one of the vets said, yes, I'll meet you. I think it was Durango Animal, but you guys do share those responsibilities.
We do, yes.
That's
we
nice.
Usually take care of, you know, everybody's own patients, but there is going to be somebody to be able to take care of you.
Right, right. And so let me ask this. Are you seeing, and we were talking about this actually on vacation, someone asked if, because they have a lot of dogs, if there's been an increase with animals getting into the marijuana and that. And by your expression, I'm going to assume, yes, that
we
does
see
occur.
It all the time. Now, there was definitely a huge spike when it first became legal.
Yeah.
And I don't think there was as much education about it, but it
sure
can be very dangerous for animals. They can't digest it the way we can, and it makes them extremely sick. But we still see them probably at least once a week.
So, wow, that's amazing to me. And it's kind of like, you know, chocolate. Keep it, you know, think of having a two-year-old in your home. Whatever substance it might be, keep it up and out of reach. Antifreeze is another.
Yes.
Toxic.
Yep, that is. Luckily, people seem to know about that more, and we don't see that very often, which is good because it's a really tough deal for the pet.
Now, what are you mostly seeing animals for since you've been open with the urgent care over at Riverview?
Classic vomiting and diarrhea.
Oh, okay.
Pets always are getting, especially around here, hiking and out in getting into dead animals or things they shouldn't. We're going to start to get into mushroom growth in the yards, which can make certain kinds can make them very sick. So that's another good, speaking of toxins, to avoid. Lots of cuts, porcupine quills, foxtails are a big hit this year because of all of our moisture and the grasses are tall. Those are the little barbs on the top of the grasses that can get in ears and in between feet.
Well, and there's a couple kind of, I always say the foxtails look very fuzzy, and then there's those kind of almost look purple, which are those little itty bitty spears
that
get in your socks.
Yes.
Hate those things.
Those are tough.
and what do you recommend to somebody? Well, obviously stay away from those things, but if they get a dog or cat gets those, I mean, is there anything you can do or just bring them in because of the infection that can result?
If it's in the ear, we definitely need to get it out. And usually we have to sedate them for that because it's hard
Who wants it in their ear? Yeah.
On the feet, if you've got a dog on a lot of property or acreage, checking way in between their toes and pulling them out before it does become an infection. Once it does, we try to go in there and look for it, get it out, and get them on antibiotics.
Well, and they're hard to get out, just like a porcupine quill, because they're almost like barbed or something. They do not come out backwards.
Yes. One directional.
Yeah. Wow. I'm learning so much. So is there anything that, you know, because a lot of times you go, I don't think this is really, should I wait? It's better to get an animal in sooner than later, especially, you know, with the diarrhea or vomiting because of dehydration.
Typically, you're right on with that. Sometimes we can do very basic outpatient treatments when caught early, whereas then they can get fairly sick. And it's always, as an owner, hard to know, are they going to get over it, you know, on their own or not. But if it's an emergency to the owner, it's an emergency to us, no matter what it is.
And again, just bring them in, and your hour is 10 to 3, Monday through Friday at Riverview, right next to Sirius Texas South, right between Sirius Texas. I'll give them a plug in Quality House Interiors. And you guys are located downstairs for the urgent care facility.
Yes.
And no appointment, just, I mean, if it's
so we call, we would like people to call and give them an approximation to come in so that everybody's not coming at once to avoid long waits for people and would do our best to keep that appointment time. But we will see walk-ins or same day, and that's for even non-established clients, anybody in the area.
Okay. And again, I'm talking with Shannon from Riverview Animal Hospital. Is there a phone number that's best to call?
247-8545.
One more time.
247-8545.
And your website, I'm assuming, is Riverview Animal Hospital.
Riverview Animal.
Riverviewanimal.com. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I'm sure your phone number is right there at the top.
It is.
Big and bold.
That's right.
Now, traveling with animals, you know, and people that are visiting, are there things that they should be aware of? Does altitude affect dogs like it does humans?
Not as much as humans, but any dog with underlying pulmonary hypertension or cardiac disease have definitely, we've seen a few already this year.
Older
have
pets.
Been affected, yes. And as always, rattlesnakes.
Oh, right. I forget rattlesnakes.
And they seem to be out and about this year. So, and we do have anti-venom and stuff if that were to happen, because that's a really bad ordeal.
Oh, yeah. And what is that time look like? That time, I mean, getting obviously ASAP as soon as you can, get the dog. And, you know, then I would probably be calling, I'm on my way. I'm not making an appointment. I need this
that's
dog
right.
or cat.
You just come in.
Just come in as fast as you can get the animal there.
The other thing around this time of year is heat stroke. Ah. Dogs run a lot hotter than us, and we see it, unfortunately, every year. You know, do not keep them in a hot car be very careful about running on trails midday with them.
Right. Well, and I know we've got our 6 acres. We have 2 big yellow labs and a German Shepherd. I don't run with them because I'm old, so I have that chuck it.
Yes.
And I throw it like maybe 2-3 times, and they're looking at me like, come on, let's go. I'm like, no.
Limit.
Or take them over to the pond where they can kind of cool down, you know.
Yes.
And you know, that helps a little bit, but that over exhaustion has got to be, you know, it's tough on them, just like it is on humans.
Yeah, they don't know when to say when.
No, yeah, they don't. They just like, do it again. Now let me ask you this with cats. Now we've got cats, and what are some of the things you need to be aware of with cats during this time of year?
This time of year, they get into foxtails as well when they're eating grasses. The hunting cats get this thing called songbird enteritis, and it's just a bad bacteria from
eating. It's called
eating.
What?
That's right. It's kind of, we call it songbird enteritis, and it's a certain bacteria that's in some of the birds that travel through in their intestinal tract, and when the cats eat them, they get very, very sick and high fevers.
Okay.
And kinda so, like an E. coli in a human.
What are symptoms then of being aware of that for the cat?
They'll probably vomit on you and become very lethargic and feel hot to the touch.
More than just a fur ball.
That's right.
So vomiting, hot to the touch.
And lethargic or tired.
Okay. You know, I'm bouncing here. So I'm thinking of toads. We have toads. And one time, one of our dogs, our yellow lab, we think must have licked them or something, because he was like, he was stoned. I mean, he was just sitting there, you know, and he's always so happy, and something was wrong. Got him to a vet. We live out by Kindness out there, and got him over there, and we were talking, and we said, well, there's toads, and she goes, oh. And apparently they secrete something that's a neurotoxin or something.
That's exactly right. That's interesting, because we don't see that much around here. No. So that must be, you know, localized to where you're at.
And we have like 3 or 4 toads that come out every night.
Interesting.
During the summertime, we live out by on the mesa, and they hibernate, or what do they hide, and then they come out. And yeah, and our dogs are always like, no, leave them alone.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll froth at the mouth.
Yes. Yeah. That it does. But there is some bad ones that have that neurotoxin that they usually, you'll hear that in more southern states and such. But
interesting. Wow. Yeah. Okay. What else can I ask you about our personal stuff about our dogs, you know?
That's right.
Now, along with all the other things, training dogs and keeping them, you know, taking them to the dog park. If you have a semi-aggressive dog or anything like that, you know, keep them on a leash until Absolutely. You get them a little oriented.
Yes. I know that it's popular around here to have a lot of our dogs off leash, but mm-hmm. we see quite a few dog fights, some of them ending up better than others. And yeah. Everybody wants to be able to have their dog off lead, but it does sometimes create some problems.
Right. And if you have a dog that's, you know, prone to, you know, being a little more aggressive or whatever, or mm-hmm. you know, has that little trigger point or whatever,
yes.
you can get muzzles and put it on them and let them, you know, go have fun and play.
Yep.
But that's protecting your dog and the other dog.
The kind of basket muzzle, so they can still pant and
yeah.
drink water and things like that, yes. Now,
do you guys have those, or are those like at Creature Comforts?
We don't,
or
but Creature Comforts
House?
Should, uh-huh. yes, absolutely.
Okay, very cool. What am I forgetting?
I think you've covered a lot of it as urgent care goes. Uh-huh. We still have our regular hours, you know, Monday through Friday, seeing regular pets as well and uh-huh. doing orthopedic surgeries and laparoscopic procedures, and we do even physical therapy and laser treatments on pets, so we kind of do it all.
And vaccinations, what are the types of vaccinations? Rabies, distemper, all these different things.
Legally, we have to do.
Yep.
Distemper, parvo, if your dog is going to a kennel or boarding mm-hmm. facility, Bordetella. And then there's a leptospirosis, which is a bacteria transmitted through the urine of wildlife that we vaccinate for.
Okay. And those are, do you do those once a year? How often should you do the vaccinations?
Depends on the vaccine. A lot of them are every 3 years at this point.
Oh, okay. So it's not every, you know, they're coming in all the time or whatever. But the other thing, too, is to get established the doctor-patient, so to speak, relationship. Because then the doctor gets to know the dog or the cat or your animal, and all of a sudden then there is that relationship. So when there's an issue, they can say, yeah, this dog's usually very happy.
Yep. It's the best part of our job, getting to know them well throughout their life.
So one more time, your website.
Riverview Animal.
Uh-huh.
And the number is 247-8545.
Anything we've forgotten?
I think you've covered it.
All right. Well, we have to send it back to the studios. And again, riverviewanimal.com, right there between Sirius, Texas and Quality House Interior. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for your time.
I told you it'd be painless.
It was.
All right. We'll see you at the veterinarian clinic. And don't forget, if you have an emergency or urgent care need, it is Riverview Animal, Monday through Friday from 10 to 3.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll send it back to the studios. Again, you're listening to Chamber Chat.